My name is George Sanchez, and it's been fun leading you, believe me. You know, many of you know the fantastic amount of work that goes into the planning and executing of a regular weekend conference. You can imagine then what has been required to plan and to be able to carry out with such efficiency a conference as large as this one, with 2,000 attending. I wish we could publicly recognize each one who has helped make all this possible. However, even though I can't do that, I'm delighted that this afternoon I can present the man who had this vision. Most of us dream of accomplishments, but some men are able to dream in three-dimensional, technicolor, quadraphonic sound concepts. And these men have the ability of looking for mountains to conquer. This man has, for the past year, with his staff, given himself to making this occasion possible. Ladies and gentlemen, the director of the Western Division, your friend and my good friend, Leroy Imes.
I just wanted you to get a look at the one who makes my day every day, my beautiful wife, Virginia. God bless you, gal. Thank you. Well, I do want to welcome you to the conference that the whole world is praying for, and the whole world, by the way, is talking about. I've received letters. I've received cables from around the world saying, we're praying for you. And that's significant because you don't get a world of people like that Navigator world with disciples, disciple makers, men and women of God scattered all over this, all over God's world, and have them praying for one specific place and one specific time and one specific conference without something significant happening. And I come to this conference today with great expectations, with confidence, because we believe God is going to work. I received a cable here, for instance, from the Singapore staff. It says, we are praying for your Disneyland conference. And then it says, could you have someone rush to us the titles of your 88 workshops? I don't know what they're going to do with them, but they want all the titles of all of our workshops. Well, that's an indication, you know, that God has something special in mind for you and for me during this time. Because when all of our co-laborers all over the world start to pray for us, why, we can really expect something to happen. So I hope you've come to this conference sort of on the edge of your seat. Never lay back and just sort of go to sleep mentally. Watch and pray during these days that God will speak to your heart. I'll be doing that for my own heart. So while we're here, let's be very sensitive to the Spirit of God. When that many people are praying, God is going to do something great. By the way, did you know that the International Office of the Navigators closed down this weekend so that we could have this conference? there were some people just of necessity that we couldn't invite. We couldn't invite everybody. So this morning I had a business matter to call about. I called Rod Sargent and I called back at the headquarters. And the phone did ring. They had somebody answering the phone. And so I said, "I talked to Rod Sargent. He's in California." Well, I knew he wasn't in California. He'd been, with us. So I said, "Try his home." I called. Now, Rod Sargent is the vice president of the Navigators. I called him and I said, "Rod, how's it going at your house? What are you doing?" Well, he said, "With nothing going on back here, with the office closed, with the desks, the desks locked, the doors locked, why, I'm painting my my family room." We have provided an opportunity for the vice president of the Navigators to get his family room painted. Amazing, huh? Now, when all the missionaries around the world who wait for reports that come out of international headquarters, when they write to our headquarters and say, "Why were our reports delayed this month?" the international office will say, "We were at Disneyland, Sorry about that, gang. Now, while you're here, you're going to meet a lot of people because a lot of people are here. Much of the Navigator leadership is here. And what I'd like to do is to kick this thing off to get a chance for us to meet you. So first of all, I'd like you to stand to your feet and let's hear from the International Office and the Rocky Mountain region. Are you out there anywhere? Where's that gang? They're here. They're here in force. Now, where is that gang that came with Chuck Hunt from the great Pacific Northwest? Is anybody out there from the Northwest? If those of you in the front look at the back, up on top up there, you'll see some of our workers who had to come in late, so we've shoved them up in the balcony. But you'll also see a sign there. And I was wondering who's here from our servicemen's work out in the Orient, and like Hawaii, Thailand, Philippines, Guam, Japan, Okinawa, Cease Davidson and Mel Duke and that whole crowd. Where are you anyhow? Beautiful. All right, I got a simple question to ask then. Is there anybody here from the great state of California? Yeah! I don't know if you got a chance or not, but did you see the shirts that the gang from Hawaii are wearing? Would the gang from Hawaii stand up again? Let's see those shirts. They look like Thelma's drapes. Those aren't Thelma's drapes, are they? Well, we're all excited, and we thank God for every one of you. And those of you in the front, I don't know if you like you when I did. I came in early and sat down here. Have you looked back there and seen what this looks like, this crowd? This is a tremendous sight. And that work crew up there in the balcony, can you hear okay if you can hear a wave or shake your hand? Okay, you can hear okay. Good. Well, God has given us a tremendous facility to use here. This building here, of course, our hotels we're in, the various workshop rooms and all like that. I think we have the best that, human technology can devise. And I don't know how many of you are waiting for it like I am, but on Sunday, when we go over to the Disneyland Hotel, to that grand ballroom, your minds are going to be boggled by that one. That's going to be a tremendous time. But all of this, you see, we have going for us. But that's not enough. It's not enough to get the best speakers the Navigators have and bring them out here to talk to us. That's not enough. It's not enough to get the best facilities that we can possibly find anywhere in the U.S. That is certainly not enough. The only thing that matters is whether or not the Holy Spirit of God reaches down into our hearts and ministers His Word to us and exalts Jesus Christ in our midst. That's the only thing that matters. That's what will make this weekend. So let's have another word of prayer and ask the Lord to do that. Our Father in heaven, we just want to pause and pray again. And we want to pray, Lord, that Thy Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, would speak very quietly and very deeply to each of our hearts. We pray that Jesus Christ will be exalted, and everything that's done will be done for His honor and for His glory. We only desire that. We ask that You'll give us a great weekend together. Lots of fun. Lots of fellowship. And great insights into Thy Word. We commit our conference to Thee in Jesus' name. Amen.